With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it's the day that never ends.
3.14159265359.
Yeah, it's Thursday, March 4th. Welcome to the 98.5 KTK Morning Show Recap.
Pie Day.
It is lots of pie. Speaking of pie, we're going to talk later about crumbless cake.
Yeah, baby.
Which is just fantastic.
And I maintain it's already been invented, but we'll go on.
All right. We'll get into that one. All right. So this is what you may have missed this morning on the show. We found out that inhaling deeply can make you better at performing simple tasks.
But you got to be inhaling, not exhaling.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
And I think this comes real handy in the morning when you're kind of half awake and you're trying to, I don't know, plug in the coffee maker for lack of, you know.
Right.
Sometimes if you don't have it in quite the right way, you know, the polarized side, you know.
Yeah.
So if you take a deep breath in, that kind of oxygenates your brain, and therefore you can kind of think like, oh, that's the problem. Let me flip the plug around and go that way. That's kind of what this scientific study found out with people, is they found that they were able to do mundane tasks much better after inhaling.
It's not the oxygen. It's the electrical activity in your brain. So what you're
doing is, I would have thought it was oxygen.
Kind of
like
start in your brain, yeah. But mm-hmm. I'm sure oxygen's part of it, but something about the inhale, your brain pays more attention.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
absolutely. Hey, traveling alone is trending. They say a growing number of Americans are traveling alone. They said 22% said that they've done so far, and an amazing 44% of Americans say they're planning to do it in the future.
I don't know what you tell your wife.
Well, and I think perhaps I didn't say this earlier in the year, but
why
you still go on the trip even if you want with your wife? I mean, first of all, I hope that when I get married, I can be in a relationship where if I want to go somewhere without my spouse, it's okay.
Yeah.
But more importantly, if you do go with your spouse, you should do a lot of the things together, but then maybe not everything. If your wife wants to go to the museum, then you can go sightseeing for the day. Mm-hmm. So you're still traveling together, but you're choosing to do activities separately sometimes.
That's
just for yourself.
They say two reasons why people are going solo for vacations. One is it gives them alone time. 57% that they actually said that they like going out of their comfort zone when traveling. And then, like you said, 45% said that traveling with someone kind of holds them back. If, you know, they want to go do, like, I know some people that want to have everything mapped out to the minute.
Like, I have a friend who wants to go to Paris really badly. But if I go to Paris, I would like, even though everything is there and historical and beautiful, I would like to spend a day at Disneyland Paris.
Sure.
And so my friend's like, okay, no problem. You go for the day alone, and then I'll go sightsee in Paris alone, and then we'll meet back up the next day.
That's like, fantastic.
Okay, sounds good.
That really is good because, you know, and even if you are married in a relationship, maybe it's not so bad to have some alone time to do some self-reflection. You know, I'm not talking like a week-long vacation where you're, you know, sipping drinks out of coconuts, but, you know, like maybe a weekend away where you can kind of refocus and regroup yourself because, you know, if you're not really refocused, how can you be good for your spouse if you're not good for yourself?
I'm still thinking about a drink and a coconut.
Is that it?
Yeah.
All right, Derek.
Thank you.
Do AirPods and Bluetooth devices cause cancer?
Man, this has been going on for a long time, you know, ever since cell phones came out.
It really has. It makes sense on paper. Yes, it is a radio device, and radios do emit radio waves, and if you're putting it up to your ear, like an earbud.
Can't be good for you.
Or an earbud. Why would it not cause some sort of cancer? Here's the thing, though. What made this kind of scary is that 250 researchers from more than 40 countries signed on to this petition. But this petition has been out since 2015 to get the World Health Organization to strengthen regulations regarding headphone and earbud usage. But here's the thing. There's no science to back up the claims that radio waves from phones and from Bluetooth devices actually cause tumors inside your brain. There's just no correlation. So what they're saying is, which I thought was interesting in the story, and which is really true, everything has radiation. And I'm talking everything from the sun to
the
food you eat to being around each other to the lights over your head to the computer screen looking at you.
Plants have radiation.
Yeah, everything has radiation. So, you know, yeah, radiation's bad, but what are you going to do? It's always around.
You think there's a thing called a Faraday screen, and that's where you take, if you don't want any radio waves, like in radio we have these, if you're at the transmitter site, you put a metal mesh over you, and that will keep out those rays, except for gamma rays. Gamma rays, they're going through you right now. There's not a shield on planet Earth that'll keep a gamma ray that's made by our sun from going through you. So no matter what, you're being cooked like a corn dog in a microwave.
I was going to say, ask the Incredible Hulk and Spider-Man. They know a lot of things about gamma waves.
Exactly. That's why I don't like spiders.
So they say that the majority of scientists and experts agree that there has been no major increase in tumors to suggest that cell phones or Bluetooth waves, which is actually less powerful than cell phone signals, will actually cause any damage. So what they're saying is, look, it's up to you. If you want to use them, nope, go ahead and use them. Fine. Just probably wouldn't go swimming with them because they might short circuit.
Yeah.
I always use hands off. I do not like to put the phone against my head, and that's because of this lack of this, you know, this cancer thing.
Right.
I think you're, why not just have it farther away from your head if you can use the speaker.
Well, if you're like me, who has been in radio for many, many years, putting it up to one ear where I've had ear damage, a loss of hearing, I do better putting it on speakerphones where I got both ears working for me.
I just find that they're not very loud in general. Like the earpieces in some of the newer phones,
oh, really?
I can never hear. Yeah.
They don't fit my ear.
And
there's not one earpiece that's come with my phones that have ever fit my ear. I don't know what their deal is, but
you know what you should invest? Actually, I got these for Christmas, and I can't remember what they are, but they were developed for the military, and they do not go in your ear. They sit right next to your ear bones.
Oh, yeah.
And that transmits sound through your ear bones, and I have some of those, because the idea is that when you're running outside, you still have your ears open to hear for traffic or whatever, but you can hear the songs or whatever perfectly clear in your ear.
Mastoid bone right there.
It's weird, but I love it. And they're about $100. I think they're called the Trex Air, T-R-E-X Air.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of those. Let's see, waking up to go pee-pee in the middle of the night.
There's actually a scientific word for it, nocturia.
Yes.
Medical condition where you're getting up multiple times to drain it.
Yes.
What?
Well, no. Going to the bathroom in the middle when you sleep, that's going to be natural. I mean, for crying out loud, if you sleep in the required 8 hours.
No, getting up to go to the bathroom, if there's a whole other thing if you go to the bathroom while you're sleeping.
Touché.
That's your rubber sheet thing.
But what they're saying is that if you're waking up 2, 3, 4 times, it may be a problem. Besides being a medical problem, it's causing you to have health problems in the sense that you're not getting the proper amount of sleep. Therefore, you're waking up groggy. And they say it's costing billions of dollars off of productivity in the workplace.
When you brought that up, you don't really think about it, because like even the other night I went to bed earlier than normal, and when I woke up I'm like, not that I'm getting up to necessarily even pee, but between my cats and then sometimes my phone buzzing if I have a notification I forgot to turn off or whatever, but I'm like, well, I went to bed early, I wonder why I'm so exhausted, and then you remember, oh, I was woken up 6 times during the night.
It's kind of like the equivalent of sleep apnea that, that wakes you up because you're not getting a full night's sleep.
Constant fatigue.
And here's the issue, we're not talking to our doctors about that, so that's why it seems to be kind of flying under the radar, because hey, who doesn't wake up and go to the bathroom in the middle of the night?
Right.
But if you are waking up a lot, it could be anything from a UTI to a precursor to diabetes, or even overactive bladder syndrome as well. So basically, talk to your doctor. Even if it sounds mundane, talk to them about this if you're waking up more than once or twice to go to the bathroom on a regular middle of the night.
And then there, if you're pregnant too, you have no bladder.
Poorly, I know.
Right here,
I feel so bad for
I know.
Let's talk about crumbless cakes. Yummy. So this was actually a promotion done with a bake shop called Mini Melanie Dessert Shop in New York City.
It was like a bake shop and a mattress company.
Yeah,
right?
A mattress company called the Allswell. And they actually had this thing with, basically here's the idea. Oh, you can eat cake in bed and lay in our bed, blah, 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 blah. So they say that they have created a batter made with extra fine pastry flour and a proprietary vanilla cream that makes the inside of the cake completely crumbless.
You know, it's the theme of if you use an extra fine pastry flour that it would be real dense.
Yeah.
You know, not a fluffy cake.
Maybe.
That's what I'm thinking.
I don't know. The sad part is that you have to go to New York to get this cake for a limited time. But we here, thanks to the internets, can get the crumbles cake recipe made with birthday truffles.
Oh, okay.
Which is the same flour and vanilla stuff, but it's in a 12-piece box collection that contains 4 truffles of mocha, lemon poppy, and funfetti. They're $36 though a pop.
That's $8 a truffle.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
A little pricey, but
I'll just keep eating crackers in bed and hanging out with my cats.
I maintain that that crumbless cake has been called angel food cake.
Yeah, angel food. Is true. I mean, is it really cake, though? I mean, technically, it's like spongy goodness.
It's like egg whites.
It's not even spongy goodness. That stuff is dry as impossible.
You just haven't had good angel food cake.
Apparently not.
I love that stuff. I used to pretend to be, when I was little, I used to love to eat it. And I would pretend to be Alice in Wonderland. You know how when she gets like down the rabbit hole or whatever, she has to eat the little pieces of cake or whatever?
Oh, cute.
So I would play make-believe with Angel Food Cake.
Remember what was written in icing on top of the cake in Alice in Wonderland?
Eat me.
I think it's eat me, right?
Yeah, it said eat me on it. And but you know, if you can pour liqueur on that Angel Food Cake, it'll absorb it like a sponge, Chris.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
To hydrate yourself.
Ah.
There you go. There you go.
Very true. I'll get up in the middle of the night to
go
to the bathroom there.
Again. Yeah.
No worries there. And then finally today, we learned about 6 sneaky spending habits that are making us very, very poor.
This made me go through my my bank statement.
Yeah.
Because the first one is so true.
Well, and you really think about this when you're about doing your budgeting. What do you do budgeting? The big stuff.
Yeah.
Car payment, the house note,
groceries.
Yeah. Kids' backpack trip. You never think about your subscriptions, right?
The subscriptions.
Yeah.
They're already taking like $10, $12, $15 out of your account, and you're thinking, well, that's not too bad. This adds up.
It adds up, and it's going to add up even more because now Disney's launching their own app.
I know.
Who else is? Somebody else is. I think NBC's launching their own app.
CBS already has one.
I'm like, come on, guys.
Yeah. Everybody wants to do PBS. Wants a donation now for me to watch certain stuff that used to get me.
But anyways, that's what they're talking about. Is not just the streaming services, but you know, let's say like orders, like you have toothpaste that constantly comes in once a month, you don't really need it, or
your pet food,
or vitamins, or anything like that. So take a look at those to see if you can do some savings there.
The wine of the month club.
Well,
yeah,
that's important stuff.
That's important.
It is. Well, I think I told you guys, it's so funny. There's a few of them I purposely subscribe to, like through Amazon Prime for the shows I watch. And my friend had given me one of her logins and thought I was using it. But there was a reason I subscribed for myself, because I share my stuff with other people.
Right.
And she went in and she's like, I noticed you had all these subscriptions and I figured you probably didn't realize it since I gave you my login. So I canceled them off for you.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but it was like it was $50 worth of subscriptions, though. So it was still good she was checking.
I guess so, yeah. This is another one of those things. Delivery charges can add up quickly. And we're not talking like... you know, like Amazon
FedEx
stuff.
Yeah.
We're talking like food, pizza, people that do shopping for you and stuff along those lines.
Yeah, I never thought of it. You pointed out tipping, too. Tipping the pizza guy.
The tipping, yeah. And like the Grubhub and Bite Squad and all that stuff.
Yeah.
The delivery charges for some of that stuff, depending on where it's located, too, they'll increase it. So you got to pay attention to that. Like if it's close by, they might charge you $3.99. But if it's a 40-minute place away, it's $7.99 plus a tip. It's so expensive.
It is. And you don't think about that. How about the annual fee on your credit cards.
Oh, man.
They say the average annual fee is $80.
But there's so many cards that don't charge any fee.
Right. So if you are, if you're with the card that has a fee and there's some sort of a benefit, like I play the point system with the Delta card, there's a fee associated with it, but I'm also earning points for free air travel.
As long as that's more than the fee, then you're coming out ahead, right?
To me, and plus the card I have, I get like one free ticket a year. So it's worth the fee to pay it.
Really?
But if you have like one card. I canceled it because it was charging me $30 a year, but there was no benefit to it. I don't care for that.
I don't want this. Yeah.
So that's what they're saying is, you know, looking maybe for credit cards that have no annual fees, and there are a lot of them, believe me. And then they say, you know, remember the days of going to Blockbuster and renting a movie? Those are long gone. So much are easier just with a couple of clicks to your remote.
Oh,
you're
man.
Renting movies left and right.
It's real easy. And then you look at that your bill that comes the other month. What am I spending money on?
Exactly. Here? And, you know, the sad part, which I found out you reminded me, because I just bought Breaking Bad, the complete series. It's already available
it's free on Netflix.
Yeah. So I just wasted money there. So, you know, kind of look on Netflix as well to see what's going on. And then let's talk about your coffee. A lot of times in the afternoon, you might want a little pick-me-up with an extra cup of coffee.
$5, $6.
$10. In addition to the 5 or 10 you already spent for this month in the morning.
There you go, right there.
So what they're suggesting is a lot of times when you want coffee in the afternoon is because you're tired. They say, just take a walk. That actually will wake you up more better than coffee. And then finally, we learned, if you haven't already, learned the glorious money saving of buying generic.
Yep.
They suggest doing that because a good chance that that generic item has been made by the brand name people as well.
That's right. Store brands at grocery stores can be really good.
Yeah.
And I really don't mind sometimes you can tell a difference, but like with other things, like for example, I don't know, I mention it all the time, but like the Walgreens Nice toilet paper is just as good as Charmin.
Oh, yeah?
Is it really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Great.
I think there's been one or two items that have been the store brand, and I always seek out the store brand, like one or two in my entire life that was like, this is not
yeah.
subpar.
This is kind of gross.
They're usually
very
good. But Harris Teeter, we don't have one here. There's one in Fernandina Beach, but we have it in North Carolina. Harris Teeter has the best store brands. We actually, there's a pasta sauce that we drive to Fernandina just to have our puttanesca pasta sauce from HT Traders, which is the store brand of Harris Teeter.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Yeah.
So there you go. There's our big show for today, Thursday, March 14th.
Really big
show. And, of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
ABC, yeah.
Bye. Have a good one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.